You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Take a soul to soul, just let it flow. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
So I'm super pumped to be here with Ariel Carr. She is a visual marketing expert, and I am in awe of women like you because you have cracked the code on how to connect with your followers, how to monetize your Instagram page, but also do it in a way that is authentic, that is real to you. So instead of, I love how you said so many people get on Instagram and they just are flexing, you know, they're just like putting pictures up of what's great in their life or what's going well or how cool they are, or whatever. You know, I feel like most people don't even know what they're doing on Instagram. They're just trying to look cool. And It is such an opportunity to use your time wisely and make money while you're also showcasing your soul and helping other people to live a better life. And I feel like I am in such a place of, I got to use my words correctly. I feel like I am in such a place to expand right now of learning these kind of techniques because I have sort of just been in the entertainment industry for a long time, flowing from like a music career to a reality show career on The Amazing Race and then other random reality shows and then into hosting and then into podcasting. And it's all been amazing and aligned with my soul and I've loved it, but I haven't ever been clear on monetizing what I'm doing or knowing what I even am an expert at or have a skill set in. And that's what you have identified, which is just, I just want to get in your brain because it's amazing. So talk to me about how you even started understanding that there is a formula to follow that you can make money on Instagram, a lot of money. Cause you made like what, $100,000 in 90 days. And grew following from like, to like, you did so much in such a short amount of time. So kind of, can you start at the beginning with me of how this all started clicking with you and how you got into this?
Sure. So I started in the entertainment industry too. I was a manager for 4 years and I had four artists that I was managing. And so I learned a lot about Instagram during that time because you have to market yourself on social media as an artist. And so I pretty much was learning all these skills, not knowing that I was going to be using it in the future for my own business. But that's where I started. That's where my background was. And I got really good at growing their brands, gaining a following, studying content that works well with the algorithm and all of that. I had to leave that. I had to pivot because it really wasn't making money. Like it just was not bringing in money. And
probably taking a lot of time and energy.
Yeah. And so after that, I had like a moment where I was like, what am I going to do with my life? And I got a job. I had to get a job. So I moved from New York to Virginia. And at the same time, I still wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I was like thinking, how am I going to do that? You know, what's the best way of something, some sort of side hustle I could have while working? So I put all my information.
Oh, so you were learning. Putting a side hustle together while you were working. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. The 100K came from an ebook that I released while I was working.
Wow.
And it was all the knowledge I learned about growing a brand on Instagram. I just put it into this ebook and it was real life experience. So it wasn't just stuff you can just like Google or YouTube. It was like real life stuff and strategies, which is why I think it was so successful. And
it had worked for you.
Time. Yeah.
I think that's so true. People want to see like tried and true results from someone who's like actually lived it and worked it and done it and said, listen, this is step by step. This, I know this works because I've done it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was part of the key to success. People saw in real time me using my own strategies to grow my page because I released that ebook at 1,000 followers.
At 1,000 followers. Isn't that wild? And that's what I love about this new world we're in. Is anybody can be successful if you can figure it out and figure out what you are offering.
Correct. Yeah. And so people were just seeing real-time results. They were like, wait, I just followed you at 1,000 followers. Now you have 30,000 followers. It's only been a month and a half.
No way.
Let me get this ebook.
And that's the thing too, is I feel like there's so many ways to get like fake followers, but people now can tell when you have a fake follower because you don't have good engagement. People aren't buying, you know, it's like now we've kind of cracked the code on that. It's like, sure, you can have a lot of followers, but are they real followers? And so like you're gaining real followers. Okay. So how were you doing this? What was the method that was in the, and obviously everyone needs to go buy this ebook. What is the method that you kind of pieced together?
So back then, the algorithm was a little bit different. And, you know, Reels weren't even introduced. This was back in 2020 where most of my following came from. But the strategies, you know, are still tried and true. They still can apply for today. Basically, I followed a theme to my page.
Okay.
I made sure that I talked about five subjects and five subjects only.
Is that like a key number or was that just your key number?
That was my key number. It could be anywhere from 3 to 5 subjects. You know, this is how you define a niche.
Okay.
And that's really critical to building a following. Like people come to you, to your page, because they're going to learn about X, Y, Z, and they're going to get value from that.
Yes.
Yeah. So the theme to my page was all about creating wealth, you know? And so I talked about investing. I talked about real estate. I talked about monetizing Instagram, right? Those are like the things I always talked about. All my content was geared toward that. And so that attracted the people that are interested in hearing what I have to say. Not only was I educating them, but I was also inspiring them.
And also your content is really engaging too, which is another key thing, because you are fun to watch. Like your content is fun to see, which is that a big part of it too, making it like,
Yeah. I try to be as original as I can. Especially in the beginning stages, a lot of people try to repost others. They literally screenshot stuff and post it on their page. And that will not fly for that long. Like you have to be the originator. You have to be an innovator and really a leader in your industry.
Okay. So you had five subjects. You're doing real estate. You're doing monetizing Instagram. You're doing, were you doing family? Was that one of them?
I was doing investing and personal finance and just overall, like business lifestyle tips and entrepreneurship advice.
Okay. So when do you still do all of those or have you niched down even more?
So I niched down even more. At the time I got my real estate license, but because my ebook did so well, I didn't even get to practice. So I kind of let that side go. I don't talk about real estate anymore. I just talk about what I know, which is just entrepreneurship, business, digital marketing.
So when your ebook started taking off, this is when you had 1,000 followers, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did it take off? Was it like, did people just find it? Like, how are you connecting? Like, how are people just finding you? Are you promoting yourself? Are you paying for ads? Like how are people finding you?
So both. I had my content that was like a super organic approach, and I used anything that did really well on my page to put on another page that had a bigger following than mine.
Okay, so explain that. What do you mean?
So basically, it's called shout-outs. And you can, you know, page has, let's say there's a women-owned business page and they always promote women-owned businesses. I would pay them to promote my content, really. And okay. I'll get a lot of traffic back to my page and a lot of sales that way because I leverage their following.
So aligning with identifying other accounts that are your target market. Mm-hmm. And then collaborating with them using, because that's a great way to buy ads. Because I do brand deals with people and it's kind of the same thing. It's like brands want to align to get exposure on pages. Okay. So I have a question now for like someone like me. I was kind of briefly telling you this right before we started, but it's something I want to talk about because I have started in the entertainment industry, went from singing in a band lot for many years, and then went to like work The Amazing Race on CBS and traveling the world and doing that and kind of having that side, and then going into hosting. And then I've worked in the record business as a radio rep and as a song publisher and a plugger. And then I just like I kind of ended up podcasting and interviewing people, which has become my true heart. And I know I have landed on what I'm supposed to be doing because it's so aligned with myself. And I love talking to people like you who have all this wisdom to share. And I love being able to get that out and then share it with others. But I don't know who I'm talking to. Like, I don't know, because I feel like I've been all over the place and I didn't really go get this following. I kind of just like, I didn't like go seek it out. I kind of have accumulated it and I've never really known what I've been accumulating or what I've even been doing because I've been so all over the place for so long that now I'm like, how do you identify who is your audience? And this is something that you are so good at, about like not just like knowing your audience, but you're like knowing your audience. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Like, so like say someone like me who has a decent, pretty good audience. Like I'm so thankful for my following, but I don't know exactly what they want. And I've changed so much and my podcast has evolved so much. Like, I don't even know what people are wanting me to talk about. How do you figure that out?
So the solution is research. Like, that's really it.
How do you do the research?
Asking,
like, what are the questions that you need to ask?
Yeah. I was going to say directly asking your audience what they want to see from you goes a long way. So even I do that from time to time. Like, I create an Instagram story, I make it like a little poll, and I'm like, do you guys want to see more business content, more lifestyle content, both? And so I'll literally take polls, I'll ask people directly for feedback. And I have an email list now that I get feedback from, as you know, too. So you have to do your research, not only from your audience directly, but you can also do secondary research. So you can look through, you know, consumer reports, even articles.
What do you mean consumer reports?
So consumer reports are things that a lot of industries do this. So like even banks release, like, this is the statistics on millennials and this is how much money they're making. And this is how, you know, where they spend their money and this is their behaviors. And so like certain institutions release this data and these studies, and you can even use that to like shape your business and especially your marketing and your messaging. But it's better to go, you know, direct to the source, ask your followers, what do you guys want to see from me? What do you like from me? And then you can even study your insights too on Instagram. What type of content performs really well? What kind of content gets more saves and shares? And then just kind of start tracing what people are drawn to.
Since you were growing your following as you were growing your wealth and showing your steps along the way, did you target a certain type of audience? Like, do you know, like, who do you in your Ariel Carr's empire, who are you talking to? Who is your audience?
So that's a really good question. I actually have two distinct audiences. I built my brand on one at first, and those people were like beginners. They were like, oh, what's Instagram monetization? I never heard of that. Like, and so they were very new to entrepreneurship. So I targeted those type of people that wanted to leverage Instagram for their business, or they wanted to start a business using Instagram. I also added on a new clientele with more of like my high ticket offer. So I have a program that comes in at $4,000, a little more advanced for more advanced people. And they're, you know, more established entrepreneurs. They've earned a certain amount of revenue, but they just want to scale their business. They already know Instagram, but they're not seeing consistency. And so I kind of help them get to that next level in their business.
So that would be like someone like me.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I know I have something, but I just don't know what I'm doing. So, okay. So, since I have you here and I am in this season of searching and learning, how, if I don't feel like I am an expert at something, like I right now don't feel like I am an expert at something. I feel like I'm an expert at connecting with souls and sharing stories. Like, I love that. That's where I feel most alive. That's where I feel like I have a true gift from God that is like bigger than me, that I am. And I feel like because like what you have, I'm very relate to you in this way. Like, I have all this entertainment experience that I understand that world so much that I have access to it. It's not intimidating. It's not, I'm not glamored by any of that. Like, I can talk to people who are doing, who are thought leaders and who are at the tops of their fields and have really incredible conversations, but I don't feel like I have the expertise to write an ebook because I don't even know what I would want to share. Like, I don't, like, what are the ways to monetize if you don't feel like you're a teacher?
So it sounds to me that you definitely have an expertise for sure. Like, you do. It's just about like, okay, how do I turn that into a product
that people want? That is my biggest holdup. I'm like, What is the product? I mean, the podcast is a great product and I do have great success with that. And but that's my heart and soul. Like, I love that. And I love sharing these stories. I love it. I love getting to know people like you. Like, it fills my heart tank to the max, but right. it's not like this tangible. I mean, it is like you can make,
it could be though. I know I had students that created courses around how to start a podcast. That could be something very simple, but a lot of people like, especially like how to build a brand and break into reality TV. I'm sure that could be something that people are interested in, or like how to pivot from the entertainment industry to, you know, more soul searching activities. People really like wellness. They like lifestyle. There's so many different avenues you could go down just based on your story and your experience.
So is that what you do? So when someone comes to you and says, Ariel, I need you desperately, like, save me. Do you deep dive into their life? Like, how does the process go? Because, and tell me your courses, what are the courses that you offer? Cause you offer several and like for the different levels.
So I offer the Instagram Sales Blueprint, which is like the best one for now, because I bundled two courses together and that lets you identify your niche, you know, identify a profitable niche first off, not just a page that is just dedicated to shouting out the Kardashians. Like, you can't monetize that. So you need a page that like can actually make you money. And then I also go through my caption framework, like how to write an effective caption so you can convert followers into buyers, and then my DM selling strategies. I've made a lot of conversions just through DMs.
Really?
So that's called, a ton.
So you go in there and you talk to everyone. So they DM you. Do you have like a lot of time that you go through, and do you do all this or do you have help now?
I have help now. But what really helped me in the beginning when I didn't have help is just making scripts. So I would just have template messages. I tell people to DM me a keyword and then I send them that template message.
Oh, yeah. So then they get a taste of it and they're like, oh, this is awesome. Now I need more.
Correct.
Yes. So then that's when they go, okay, this is working for me. I'm understanding this. So now I need to go get the blueprint. So is that the first one? Tell me the name again.
So I have that. I also have my, it's called the e-money bundle that has the elements from my original ebook, just updated for 2022. And you know, that's like my super accessible product, just $35. And that has a ton of information in it as well. Then I have my coaching. And that's where I really get to like one-on-one with people, do deep dives and get to understand their personal struggles so I can help them, you know, in a more customized way than just like a cut and paste course.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
So when people come to you for coaching, what is their goal most of the time? And do people come here on like a zero playing field? Like they don't have followers. They don't necessarily have a niche. They don't, they know that maybe they have something in them, but they have not started to chip away at it. They haven't uncovered it at all. Do people come at you kind of just like with a big giant question mark on their head and you help
most
them?
Most of the time, yes. Most of the time people are like, I want to create a digital product, but I'm not sure how to pick a topic yet. But they just have the idea, they have the ambition. And so they come to me and I help them refine it and then come up with a plan to launch their ebook or their coaching service or their course.
So how do you do that? Like in a snapshot version, like how do you do that when someone comes to you and is like, okay, I have this idea for, I mean, I don't even know what something would be for being an ebook. Like what do a lot of people want? Do you have a common theme that people seek?
No, not at all. People are all over the place. I've had influencers talk to me, real estate agents, hairdressers, lash techs, like credit repairs, but it doesn't matter. Like people come to me no matter what. And they're just like, I want to capitalize further on the skills I already have. How do I turn it into an ebook? How do I turn it into a course? And so what it looks like is the very first meeting, I do the deep dive. So I do like an Instagram audit. I tell them all the little tweaks that they need to do to start priming their audience to get ready that a product launch is coming. And then as we work through like the rest of the sessions, I go through what software you need to have to make an ebook first off, how to write an ebook if we're doing the ebook route, how to, have the minimal amount of tech needed to actually be successful. Some people, I mean, you don't even need a website to make money. I didn't have a website when I made my 100K. Like, and people don't know that.
Amazing. That is, yeah. You're just such an inspiration. So you just put this ebook together and then you made 100K within, was it 90 days that you made 100K?
In 90 days. It was the first 90 days.
3 months. That is just wild because people go to, and it's like wildly crazy because people go to school, they get all this degree, they get all this debt to make 100K. And really, I feel like that's what we're learning in this digital age is, I mean, I'm not saying school isn't necessary because like skills are important, but like there are so many ways to really make an impact and make money if you can just but this is also great because it's identifying our soul's worth and what we have to offer. And so then not only are you making money without accumulating all this debt from school, you also are expressing your soul's desire. So people are happier because now they're working from a place of their own self-worth and their own desires, instead of just like you said something too, like if you work a 9 to 5, you get paid what, like 12 times a year and that's it. Let that sink in, something like that.
It was, I think it was 26 times a year.
Okay, twice a week.
Paid bi-weekly. Yeah.
And that's,
and
I'm
like, that's not even a lot. And if you really think about it, 7 days a week, you're probably spending money, but only 5 days a week, you're earning money.
Yeah.
So you have to, like, this is why I think everyone can have some sort of side hustle, side business, because instead of trading your time for money, you're now trading your knowledge for money. And there's no limit on that. You can earn exponentially, right? It's because time has limitations. But if I have a product, I can sell it to 300 people in a day. I can sell it to 1,000 people in a day. Like, there's truly no limit to how much you can earn when you think about, like, having a digital product or service.
Do you think everyone has something that they can sell?
I do, but a lot of people have mindset blocks.
Ah, so yes, that and how do you work on that? That's like the number one.
Yeah, it's hard to tell everyone that they're capable of like being a semi-entrepreneur, because some people are just like, no, that's not for everybody. But I'm like, it absolutely can be, but you just probably have to get through these mental hurdles first for you to even get there.
So I interviewed another woman like you who overcame like all of her mental blocks and like figured out her niche and is now a successful online entrepreneur, coach, all these things. Her name is Julie Solomon. And she was saying like the first thing is you have to understand your origin story, like where you came from and what is going on in your mind from your programming of like all the things, where you're born, what factors have played into your life, birth order, all these things, like, and like figuring out where we're being held back by our mindset of the limiting stories. And I feel like that is a huge thing for most of us, is we believe what we have lived, and that's not the truth of what we're capable of. That's just our circumstances that we've been born into. Do you feel like that's a huge thing, realizing that like we have so much more potential than what we've experienced?
That is at least 60% of what I have to convince people of on a daily basis. Like, not only that, like, okay, you can earn more money, but I have to tell them that you are just capable in general of like doing these great things. Like, telling people that they're capable of great things is hard.
Because why don't we believe it? Why don't people believe that? I mean, I've struggled with that so much too. It's like, why don't we believe that we're capable? Because people are like, well, I have a mortgage. I have kids. I can't quit my job. I don't have an education. Like, what am I gifted at? How could I do this? This isn't for me. This is for people who are these other people who are the special people. Like, I don't know how to even tap into that.
That's pretty much it. People think it's for special people. It's for lucky people. It's for pretty people, smart people. Instead of, it's like, okay, no. How can you look at that person's story and learn from it or take inspiration from it? A lot of people turn to like, oh, they're just the outlier. That can't be me. Mm. Or they even become maybe even jealous. And they're just like, oh, like, you know, like that's their life. That's, they got there because of X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
And yeah, so they were, instead of turning it into inspiration, they turn it into jealousy. And so that definitely limits you. That's a limiting belief. And just having a lack mindset, like, well, I don't have 10,000 followers, so I guess I can't monetize. Or, well, I'm not as skinny as she is, so I guess I can't be an influencer. Like, that's such a lack mentality, instead of like, I can do anything I want to do. And I'm serious about it. Like, I can create the reality I want.
I just started following this influencer. Her name is Jenna Kutcher. And she, do you know who that one is? She is like an amazing follower. She doesn't have a perfect body at all. And that has become her whole niche, is like, she went viral because she was posting, she's married to like a really fit guy, and she is very curvy and beautiful and has embraced that and shows all her curves, shows all the things that as perfectionists in this world that we live in, we might consider flaws, but she embraces them, loves them, showcases cellulite rolls, all that stuff. Right. And that's the thing. It's like, if you can figure out how to love yourself and the flaws that you have, the flaws per se actually can be such a huge door into where you can reach people, because so we all are flawed. We all are struggling. Right. We all are insecure. So it's like, if we can like showcase where these spots are that are, that we all want to cover up and hide, but embrace them, then that, like you said, you don't have to be this perfect is actually so boring because it's not real, you know? And I think we're all starting to realize that, that like perfect sucks. Like perfect is like, we're all the mind struggle.
And it's just not real. It's not real.
It's not real. And it's defeating. And it makes us all feel like we're not good enough. And it's like, when we, I only like to follow people who are showing the real side of life. Like here's how to really make an impact. Here's how to really be yourself. And you, like you, it's like, here's like tangible things you can grab hold of and really live your life without feeling like you're just inadequate or not enough all the time.
Right. Yeah. I realize when I share, like when I'm very transparent with my audience and I'm like, hey guys, like I literally lost $100,000 trying to invest in my business and it didn't come with any increase in my revenue. That's when I get all the comments. That's when I get like, oh my gosh, like, thank you for sharing this and being honest about your entrepreneurship journey. Cause like a lot of people just show the highlight reel, but again, that's not authentic. That's not real. And I'm not perfect. My business isn't perfect. Nobody's perfect. So you might as well just like stay, your content should stay true to yourself and you should just live life that way.
You gave a great hack, which I actually am going to apply to my life in my content, is you say, look to people who you really love on Instagram and don't reinvent the wheel. Like see their content that they've made, go through their, like study this. Like I feel like there's this whole thing of like, I don't like Instagram. I don't care about Instagram. I don't want to like Instagram, you know, like people want to be like kind of better than Instagram, but the bottom line is we're all glued to Instagram. You know, we are all glued to our phone in some way. So you might as well use it to your advantage. But it's like you said, study the people who are doing what you want to do. Look at their content, figure out the ones that are like going viral, semi-viral, that are having a ton of traction, and then take that and make it your own. So it's like, you're not stealing their ideas because you're already aligned with them already. Now take what they've done that works and apply it to yourself. That's so smart.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people had that aha moment when I said that. And I was like, wow, I guess people are really overthinking the content creation process. They're just like, I'm going to run out of ideas. And you can't be the only source of inspiration. You have to use other people as your source of inspiration. And so that contributed to a lot of my success in the beginning is that I followed business pages that like had certain quotes or would talk about certain topics. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like I'm inspired by this. I'm going to put my own spin on it. I'm going to put my own opinion on it. I'm going to make my own graphic with it. That's me, that's mine. And so I ended up making like this Instagram trend that a lot of people started to copy and follow because it was doing so well.
You're talking about like doing, that's, that's incredible. Okay. So I have another question too. Like because I have Allie, my incredible intern right here. She's amazing. She's 22 and like understands stuff so much better than me, but she's been able to help me like put content together in a way that's way more engaging than how I was doing it. I feel like I can do great reels now because I know how to like showcase something that is like, that gets that mojo going, but I struggle with stories. Like, do you, and I know some people like kill it at stories. Like, do you feel like people sometimes are like, okay, I'm doing well with stories or with posts, but I'm really sucking it up with, you know, grid posts or static pictures or like what? So like for someone like me who like really feels like I'm so lost with my stories right now, like what is that disconnect? I wonder like why it can connect with reels and then like with stories. I just don't know what's connecting.
So that might go back to the market research and figuring out what people want to see from you. Like, what do they want to see in your posts versus in your stories? And just testing. Like, you have to test things all the time. For me, my stories that do really well are always like the influencer type where I'm like, I'm at the beach right now, or like I'm at a nice lunch. Like, those always do well because it's just visually pleasing and people love that. But when I can't do that, because that's not every day, I pretty much just do behind the scenes of my life and have like a little blurb, or I try to have another teachable moment. Like I try to educate my audience again. Just talking to the camera is really engaging.
So I think I struggle too with this mentality of, and tell me if you, because you live such a beautiful, exciting life and you do amazing things with your life. Do you ever feel like you don't want to make people feel like they're missing out, that they don't get to have this life that you have, and like that it will make them, sometimes I'm like, I don't want to make people feel bad that I'm getting to experience this and they're not, like, I, you know, but that's the wrong mindset. I know that's going, playing into a lack mentality.
Mm-hmm. You know, I never really had that thought. I'm more so want to showcase like my life, so I can be like, this is what you guys can have. Like, this is what you can achieve. This is possible because look, I'm living it, I'm doing it, you know, and I kind of have that approach. I don't want to flex on people. Like, that's not what I want to do. But I just want to show them like, okay, yeah, I did get this car because I learned how to monetize my Instagram and it is a nice car. So
here you can it is. Too.
I want this to be inspiration. I don't want it to be like, oh, she's showing off. Like, and if you do have that reaction, then maybe my page is not for you, and maybe like that's okay too.
But your intentions are, listen, I did this, so can you.
Yes, that's always my intentions.
That's amazing. How has growing these twin baby girls affected your mindset?
Yo, a lot. I've learned so much these last 8 months about people, about business, like everything is changing because it's such a big change in my life. There's friends I have had to like distance from. There's business moves where I'm like, I can't do that again because like I'm growing twins and I'm exhausted. So it definitely has shifted a lot. I wanted to prepare my business for my maternity leave, and I wanted everything to be like set up perfectly and automated and like running on autopilot, but realistically, like that did not happen. So now I need to pivot. I need a plan B. It's just like, you got to learn every day. You got to pivot every day. I have to just be flexible and go with the flow.
When are you due?
Soon. I don't know, because with twins, you never know. Like you don't go to 40 weeks.
Right.
You're likely to go to like 36 to 38 weeks, and I'm 33 weeks. So.
Oh my God.
4 weeks from now, I don't know.
And two girls. I mean, I was an emotional wreck when I had my daughter. Like, I was just so overwhelmed with like the whole experience, because it truly is like when you become a mom, like your old self does really kind of die in a way. Like not fully, but like you are reborn as a mother. And it's like you have two. Is that so exciting? Were y'all were you like thrilled when you found out you had twins? Or were you like, oh my gosh?
No, we were shocked for sure. We were at the doctor's office. I was just like, you know, confirming my pregnancy. I took the little strip test and I was like, oh, I'm pregnant. That's crazy. Let's go to a doctor. I need to confirm. And so we're there, my husband and I, and the doctor is like, you know, taking her time with the ultrasound, the sonogram. And I'm like, oh, okay, like it's taking a little bit, like what's happening? And so she shows me the screen and she's like, oh, okay, here's baby number one. And I was like, okay. And then she's like, here's baby number two. And so I immediately turn to him like wide-eyed. And then I go back to the doctor and I was like, does that mean twins? Like, is that what that means? Like, I needed her to clarify that two meant twins. And she was like, yeah, you're having twins. And so we literally just sat all wide-eyed at each other, like, excited but shocked.
Yeah, because one is already a shock, you know. It's like one's already a whole life reboot. Now two, it's like, okay, you know what though, I kind of like think twins are the best, because then it's like you don't really have to, not that you have to have kids to begin with, but then it's like you got two kids, they got a friend, like, you don't, if you don't want to do it again, like, because I have one now and I'm kind of like, we struggled getting pregnant and haven't been able to get pregnant again, but I'm sort of also at the spot where I'm like, I think I'm done trying, you know, but I kind of always thought it'd be great to have a sibling for her. But at the same point, like, it's a lot to be pregnant and it's a lot to go through all that. It's a huge blessing.
It's a journey. Yeah.
Have you learned or discovered anything about yourself during this process?
I discovered my limits.
Okay. What are those?
Different. Yeah.
What has changed?
Like, you know, I used to work into probably the brink, like too much, like doing too much. And I realized being pregnant, I'm like, I physically cannot do this. I mentally cannot do this anymore. I get tired way quicker. I'm exhausted more. And I'm just like, you know what? I need to live my life like this. Like, I need to live my life where I'm not always pushing myself to crazy limits. So that's a lesson I'm going to take forward forever.
And especially when the girls come, it's like when you hit that limit, just knowing you can stop, like you, and knowing you're so capable of everything you're setting your mind to, but also it's okay to rest and give yourself that break because you need it. And that's another thing. How important is self-care? Because I feel like someone like you might know this because you do know how to push yourself to the brink, but also you probably know the importance of self-care. Have you identified what is your self-care that you do? How do you work it into your day and your life? And why is that so important? Because I feel like, especially when you are such a hustler, such a badass woman like you, doing all the things, working so hard, being an entrepreneur, building your business, it's really easy to not take care of you sometimes, probably. Mm-hmm. What is your self-care and why is it important?
Well, I definitely struggled to figure that out. And like, it was to the point where like, I started getting anxiety and I'm like, I've never experienced anxiety before. Like, what is this? Like, what is this feeling? And so at that point I was like, this is not me. Like something has to change. My lifestyle has to change. And so I became really deliberate about, you know, more mental health days, like telling people I cannot have 6 meetings in a row or, you know, stuff like that. Taking a daily walk has helped a lot, like 10-minute daily walk, or like at least just being outside, breathing real air that's not circulated. Love that. Taking more baths. Mm. I signed up for a massage membership. I get a massage once a month.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And I tell myself that it's okay. Like, I think that was a lot of the hurdle, is telling myself that it's literally productive to rest. Yes. And I had to get that into my mentality. So now I'm like, every night at 5 o'clock, I don't look at my emails. I don't check anything. That's my cutoff for the day.
Oh, good for you.
I've set screen time limits on my phone at 9 PM. All my apps shut down.
Go you.
And I have an hour limit on Instagram. I can only be on Instagram for 1 hour a day. That's it.
So even though that's where your business is.
Yeah.
So you get your, okay. So that's actually really impressive. So you do all your work outside of the Instagram app, and then you go and you like upload what you need to get done, or how do you get
most? Yeah. So there are days where I batch my content, and obviously the limit like doesn't exist. It normally takes more than an hour, but most of the other times I'm just like uploading, putting my caption, engaging for a little bit, and then I'm out. Like, that's it. Mm. And that could take less than an hour a day for sure.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Okay, so this leads me to another question. You don't just scroll and waste your time scrolling. Like, if you're going to engage a little bit, do you only follow people that are feeding your inspiration? Or what is your extracurricular life on Instagram like? Like, how do you have balance with that? Because obviously you are a content creator, you have a business on Instagram, but you are having such boundaries, which I think boundaries are the key to happiness in life, one of them. Yeah. how do you engage with Instagram outside of your business?
I really don't. So you are right. Like, there's six entrepreneurs that I check on their content every day because they inspire me, or I'm trying to see like, what are they doing? You know, like, they're
so
my
you've identified who you think is killing it, and you use them as inspiration to check on. Okay. Love that.
Correct. And I just do that probably every day, like checking on like what content they posted, what they put in their stories, and like just studying them. Mm. So only six people a day, I like look at their profiles.
That's brilliant.
When I'm trying to create content, I'll either draw inspiration from those six people, or I'll scroll through reels for a little bit, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, just seeing what's happening and then saving it for later to reference it later. But I'm not aimlessly scrolling on Instagram. I really don't do that. Sometimes I have, you know, I have like business besties that like I try to check in every so often, leave comments, but that's really it. I don't scroll aimlessly. I really don't even scroll like at all.
That is discipline too, because it's such a habit that I feel like we can all get into. It's just like, you know, you're bored, so you pick up your phone and you just scroll. When you have downtime, instead of picking up your phone, what do you do?
I like Twitter a lot. So I scroll on Twitter. I'm definitely very active over there.
What do you like about Twitter? What does that do for you that Instagram doesn't?
Twitter is just hilarious. It's just, it's always comedy. Like, people are just crazy on there. So I don't know. People are funny. So I go on Twitter, and that's where I aimlessly scroll for sure.
Okay. Okay. But you do it to get like a kick out of it. Like, it does it.
I get it for fun. Yep. Yeah. Just for fun. I mean, sometimes I follow entrepreneurs over there too, and I could get inspiration from them as well, but I'm honestly there for entertainment.
So when you get on Instagram, okay. So do you plan all your content out ahead of time? Does that include stories as well? Like, nothing
you
not. Okay. So when you do a story, you are just flowing with it.
Yep.
Do you have like an intention that you think, okay, I need, do you need to post a story every day? Is that something that you prioritize?
I do try to post a story at least once a day, if like at least three stories. So I'll reshare content that I posted. I'll put, you know, something I'm doing around the house or whatever. I only get really intentional with stories when I'm doing a launch.
Okay.
So I have my group coaching program that only comes out a certain amount of times a year. And during that time, I'm very like, we're learning today on my stories. Like, every single day this week is a new topic. Mm. We're learning. But okay. Besides that, I'm pretty just like, here's behind the scenes of my life, y'all.
Behind the scenes of your life. Then when you have a launch, you get focused in your teachable moments every day. And then you probably do polling, like, as you check in with your audience to see what they're wanting, what they're loving.
Yep.
And then you repost. Okay. I'm like taking notes for myself right now. Because this is, I'm like, this is awesome. Like, this, because it is so important to figure out how to be intentional with this giant thing that is social media. Because it can swallow us whole, but then also it can be a true outlet for a life-giving outlet as well. Like, you have made it. And yeah. I feel like I am on the brink of it becoming something life-giving, but it still swallows me whole too. So I'm like, I'm standing on this line, and I want to jump over to your side of the street.
Yeah. 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 That definitely looks different. You do have to be more intentional with how you use Instagram. Like, just for business purposes, if you want to make 100K in 90 days, that's pretty much the outlook you need to have. Like, I'm just using this for business. I'm just using this for inspiration. I'm just using this to get clients. I mean, you can still scroll too, like, you know, from time to time, sure, whatever. But you just got to be more intentional about how you use it.
I always am so curious about purpose, because I feel like we all have a purpose. We all were made divinely by God. There's a reason for us to be here. There's a message in all of our story that we've lived through, like everything that you went through to become like a manager and all those lessons that you learn. Like, maybe when you're in the thick of it, you're like, what in the F sometimes am I doing? But now it serves such a purpose for you in your larger purpose. So how do you, for someone who is swimming right now and literally is like, I've done all these things, I know I have some skills, I know there's some life knowledge, I know I've lived through a lot, but I still feel like I am just swimming. How do you start finding your purpose? Like, what is the technique to start getting out of that just mindset of, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing? How do you chip away at finding your purpose?
Honestly, my advice is just to try a bunch of stuff. Like, I don't think you just find your purpose by just like meditating and being like, oh, this is what I have to do. I mean, maybe that'll happen to you. Maybe that's your way. But for me, I just tried a bunch of stuff. Like, I just tried a bunch of things. And then I've realized like, oh, I'm actually really good at marketing. Like, look at that. And that's something that a lot of people, like, what I think is natural to me, I think comes naturally to others, and it does not. And
it's hard for others.
Like, this is what I'm good at personally. Like, this is what I'm uniquely good with. And so learning the self, like starting to reflect and seeing like what your true skills are, and then just trying things, like trying different industries, talking to people. Like, people will tell you what you're good at too. Like, maybe it doesn't have to come from you, it could come from others. So I think you just got to try a bunch of stuff and then just be aware of what's actually clicking.
I love that. And then start trying to like figure out what are the jobs that could fall into these things that click that you are naturally good at. And then acquiring skills. Like, so then finding people like you who offer resources that we can expand our knowledge and our skill set on, and then zero in and niche down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's exactly it.
Do you think having a smaller niche is the way to bigger success?
Yes. Yes. Because you cannot market to everybody. You cannot be super generalized. That's why I said I stuck to like five topics. That's it. Like, 3 to 5 topics is what any Instagram business should stick to, because you'll attract the right people. You'll attract your ideal client. And so having a very clear niche is the key to success.
Gosh, so much wisdom. Okay, Ariel, this was amazing. Thank you for sharing all this with me. Can you tell everyone where we can find you? I'm going to go get your ebook. Will you go through all the courses you offer again and where we can find you?
Yes. So you guys can follow me at Ariel Carr. That's on Instagram, and that is on Twitter too, if you want to follow me there. All my resources are available through the link in my bio. And so if you're just starting out, I would really recommend my Instagram sales blueprint bundle. I put a lot of gems into that, a lot of strategies for beginners. I also have the e-money bundle, and that is where the original ebook is, as opposed to the course. And I also have my coaching available. And I believe that is it. Oh, and I have a masterclass that's called 15K in 7 days.
What?
All about how I use Reels to make 15K in 7 days. That is an Instagram live that I repurposed into a masterclass. So that is available as well through the link in my bio.
You are a wizard. You are a money marketing wizard. Like, you really are. You have tapped into it and unlocked it. That is incredible. And you've done it. You tried it on yourself and succeeded, which is so freaking awesome. Mm-hmm. Gosh. And that's the thing that, like, when I talk to you, I'm like, okay, it's just getting the awareness of how it's a system, like understanding the system and then authentically applying it to yourself.
Correct. Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay. Well, I will be checking out all of your stuff. Thank you for offering these things. I always am so grateful to people who have figured out systems and unlocked codes and, you know, kind of tapped into the secret sauce. And then you have taken the time to share it. Obviously, it's bringing you business, which is why it's bringing you business, because it is actually, and that's another thing you said, don't sell. You need to provide a solution. And that's what you are doing. You're not just selling something random. You are providing a big solution. You are providing, you are teaching people how to authentically monetize their social media through these steps that you have tried and succeeded with.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm really proud of the people that, you know, invest in my business and actually apply the lessons, because all you have to do is apply the strategies and I promise you will see results. You have to be consistent with it. Okay. But it's there. It's all there for you. I've had many students that have hit the six-figure mark in under a year. Many have hit $10,000 months. So it's all right there for you inside of these resources. You just got to be the one to put the work in.
Ariel, you're amazing. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all this wisdom, and congrats on your baby girls. You are going to be such an incredible mama. Like, what an inspiration these girls have for you as their mother to look up to and see how you have used your life, your brain, your gifts and talents, and turned them into something so impactful in the world. I mean, you are just blessing them already with your greatness. I am so excited to see your family grow. I always wrap up with leave your light, and it's what do you want people to know?
What do I want people to know? Ooh, in general?
Yeah, just wide open.
Okay. I really do want people to know that they are capable of seeing results if they apply and stay consistent. All of my success came because I was consistent. It didn't happen because like I only posted here and there, or like I only worked on my business like on the weekends. I was very diligent. I showed up every single day for at least 3 months. And so that's, you know, the type of work you have to put in the beginning. And then you can, you know, start coasting a little bit. You have to do the upfront work. You have to realize that you are capable. And that's what I want to leave with.
That's amazing. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time and all of your insight. This is truly enlightening, and I cannot wait to go get your courses, because I feel like I am so ready for this information to come flowing into my life. So thank you so much, Ariel. I hope you have a great rest of your day and just the most incredible birthing experience with those little baby girls.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. Bye, Ariel.
Bye.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.